Welcome to Between the Lines, where we journey beyond the surface of Scripture with hosts David and Jonathan. Get ready to deepen your faith as we uncover the hidden gems of the Bible. Without further ado, here's our show.
Right, you're here with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible. Basic information before leaving Earth. Don't go home without it. Can you imagine standing before God, Jonathan, one day, and he said, "Did you read my book?" I had it on the shelf, and yeah. I got one of the dash in my car, too.
One of the nightstand.
Yeah. every hotel I went to had one.
Right, I thought about reading it.
I looked at it a couple times. Did you read my book? Obviously you didn't, because I know every thought that you ever had. You thought it was boring. You got to Leviticus and you stopped.
I knew the lie you were about to make up whenever you were going to respond to me, buddy.
Don't go home without reading it at least once. Try to read it 1,000 times, but I promise you every time you go through it, you will get something new. We're start the book of Numbers here. It is also a laborious reading. A lot of parts aren't, but a lot of parts are. Try to get through it at least once and get on to the other books that will keep your attention a little better. Chapter 1, verse 1, book of Numbers. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of the congregation, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt. So, how much time has passed here? On the first day of the second month, in the second year. Okay, 2 years out of Egypt. Take ye the sum of all the congregation of children of Israel, after their families, by the house of their fathers, with the number of their names, every male by their polls. Take a census, Moses. Let's see how many we got. God knows already. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're traveling from A to B. We're out in the middle of nowhere. I got to keep these people occupied. From 20 years old and up, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel, thou and Aaron shall number them by their armies. So they're putting their army together. God knows how many there are already, but he wants them to physically count them. All those that are able to carry the sword. And with you shall there be a man of every tribe, every one head of the house of his fathers. There are the names of the men that shall stand with you, the tribe of Reuben, Elizur, the son of Shedur, of Simeon, Shemuel, the son of Zurishaddai, of Judah, Nashon, the son of Amminadad, of Issachar, Nethiel, the son of Zur, of Zebulon, Elab, the son of Helam, of the children of Joseph, Ephraim, Elishama, the son of Amimahud, of Manasseh, Gamil, the son of Bedezur, of Benjamin, Abadan, the son of Gideoni. Most terrifying parts in this book are reading the names.
Yes, I agree.
It's okay if you don't quite get them right. Of Dan, Ahizer, the son of Amamashadai, and Asher, Pegiel, the son of Ochran. There's a nice one there. Mm-hmm. Asher named his kids good. Pegiel and Ochran.
Nice and short.
Of Gad, Eliphaz, the son of Deuel. Of Naphtali, Araha, the son of Enan. These were the renowned of the congregation, princes of the tribes of their fathers, heads of the thousands of Israel. These were the best of the best. And Moses and Aaron took these men, which were expressed by their names, and they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they declared their pedigrees after their families by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names which 20 years old and upward by their polls. What? God chose me to be a general?
Yeah.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, that depends on how you serve.
Yeah. Yeah. As the Lord commanded Moses, so he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai. And the children of Reuben, Israel's eldest son, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the numbers of their names, by their polls, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even the tribe of Reuben, were 46,500. Of the children of Simeon, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, those that were numbered of them, according to the number of their names, by their polls, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Simeon, were 59,300. Of the children of Gad by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the numbers of their names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Make a tally of this as we're going, Jonathan. I'd like to know how many men of war, although it will probably tell us at the end.
Gotcha.
Those that were numbered by them, even the tribe of Gad, were 45,650. Of the children of Judah, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of their names, were 20 years old and upward. All that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even the tribe of Judah, were 314,600. And you wonder why it's written down the same way in every passage. You know, this tribe, the number that they came up with, that were able to go to war, because this wasn't all written in one time. These were the transcripts brought back to be scribed down from each of the tribes. So it was all singular in pieces before it was put together. Those that were numbered with them, even the tribe of Judah, were 314,600. Of the children of Issachar, by the generations after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of their names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Issachar, were 54,400. Of the children of Zebulun, by their generations after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of their names, were 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even the tribe of Zebulun, were 57,400. Of the children of Joseph, namely of the children of Ephraim, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of their names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Ephraim, were 40,500. Of the children of Manasseh, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of their names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even the tribe of Manasseh, were 32,200. And you see, both of Joseph's children are there. The one is the younger, one is the older, and that is contrary to all the other tribes. But the Levites do not go to war, and God wants 12 tribes going forward. God deals in sevens and twelves. You'll see that all through the Bible. Of the children of Benjamin, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of their names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Benjamin, were 35,400. Of the children of Dan, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of their names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Dan, were 62,700. Of the children of Asher, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the numbers of their names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even the tribe of Asher, were 41,500. Of the children of Naphtali, throughout their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the numbers of their names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, the tribe of Naphtali, were 53,400. These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men, each one was of the house of his fathers. So were all those that were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war in Israel. So they have put together an army, because they're 2 years out, 2 years out of Egypt, and God is planning for them to go right away into the promised land, but that's not going to happen. Stay tuned and you'll see why. Even all they that were numbered were 600,000. And oh, there we go. We got our tally. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to put the laborious job on you.
That's fine.
Even all that were numbered were 600,000 and 3,550. Okay, Let's talk about 600,000 20-year-old and older that were able to carry. Now, when they came out of Egypt, you remember there were 600,000 males, period. Mm-hmm. So in 2 years, this number has greatly increased, because this is just 20 years up to what is a good fighting age, 55, 60?
Yeah, yeah.
So we have a lot more males. So the number that we estimated at 2 million coming out of Egypt is probably at 3 million now. A lot more people. But the Levites, after the tribe of their fathers, were not numbered among them. But the Lord had spoken unto Moses, saying, Only thou shalt not number the tribe of Levi, neither shalt take a sum of them among the children of Israel. But thou shalt appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of testimony. And that wasn't even counting the Levites. So,
yeah.
Yes, there's a lot more people now. They have been busy. Apparently that manna from heaven and quail in the evening makes for a good mood in the evenings.
Yeah, right.
And over all the vessels thereof, and over all things that belong to it, they shall bear the tabernacle and all the vessels thereof, and they shall minister unto it, and shall encamp round about the tabernacle. When the tabernacle setteth forward, the Levites shall take it down, and when the tabernacle is to be pitched, the Levites shall set it up, and the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. And the children of Israel shall pitch their tents, every man by his own camp, and every man by his own standard throughout their host. But the Levites shall pitch round about the tabernacle of the testimony, and there be no wrath upon the congregation of the children of Israel. And the Levites shall keep the charge of the tabernacle of testimony. And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so they did. So they have created an army out of the 11 tribes plus the other child of Joseph. And because the Levites are not fighting men, they are the priests. They have an army made up of 12 tribes. And they have their Levite priests who are in charge of ministering to God's tabernacle. Yes. Mm-hmm. Chapter 2, Book of Numbers, with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible. Magnificent manuscript, a guide to all those who choose to read it. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, Every man of the children of Israel shall pitch by his own standard, with the ensign of their father's house far off about the tabernacle of the congregation shall they pitch. Now, there's some laborious reading coming up here about where each tribe will pitch their tents and exactly how they will put their camps together. But it is an amazing thing after we get all through this. I'm going to tell you exactly why it's an amazing thing. And the first 40 times I read through this, I just, and then you pitch their tents to the east and to the west, they shall make it this wide and this long. And it meant, and it didn't mean anything until come to the understanding of the brilliance and the beauty and the predictions, the prophecy that is in even this, how to put your camp together. Mm-hmm. And on the east side toward the rising of the sun shall they, the standard of the camp of Judah, pitch throughout their armies. And Nashon and the son of Amminadab shall be captain of the children of Israel. Now, if you're interested in figuring this out for yourselves, once we get all through it, I'm going to tell you what it all adds up to. You have to look at where each of these tribes are told to pitch their tents. And then you have to look at the size of the tribe and the dimensions that they're supposed to put within their camps and how to do it. And if you draw this out, you're going to see something amazing at the end.
Very amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And his host of those that were numbered of them were 64,600. And those that do pitch next to unto him shall be the tribe of Issachar. And Nethiel the son of Zur shall be captain of the children of Issachar. And his host and those that were numbered thereof were 54,400. Then the tribe of Zebulun and Eleb the son of Helon shall be captain of the children of Zebulun. And his host and those that were numbered thereof were 57,400. All that were numbered in the camp of Judah were 100,000 and 80,000 and 6,400 throughout their armies. These shall first set forth. on the south side. Now that is on the, what was that? That was on the east side, okay? So he has put several tribes there with Judah. And if you add up all those numbers, and you come up with a, come up with a scale, you know, it's like a half inch for every 10,000 and draw it like that. Okay, so now you got a big rectangle going out eastward, and you got to add these numbers up of the different tribes that were told to camp eastward in a rectangle. Then you draw your rectangle out there. And his host and those that were numbered thereof were 40. And now this is the south side. On the south side shall be the standard of the camp of Reuben, according to their armies. And the captain of Reuben shall be Elizur, the son of Shedeur. And his host and those that were numbered thereof were 46,500. And those which pitched by him shall be the tribe of Simeon. And the captain of the children of Simeon shall be Shelumiel, the son of Zurshaddiah. And his hosts and those that were numbered of them were 59,300. Then the tribe of Gad, and the captain of the sons of Gad shall be Eliphaz, the son of Reuel. And his hosts and those that were numbered of them were 45,650. All that were numbered in the camp of Reuben were 100,050 and 1,450 throughout their armies, and they shall set forth in the second rank. Now that is your rectangle going out southward. When I was in the army and we went to the field, the captain said, "Y'all make camp over there." He wasn't specific like God, but everything in this Bible is orchestrated. And if you go in here and you study these things, God has amazing sense of humor. His amazing mysteries are abundant in this book. That's why you read it over and over. You look at every word and everything. And it's just amazing the things that have not even been found in here yet. All right, verse 17, chapter 2, book of Numbers. Then the tabernacle of the congregation shall set forward with the camp of the Levites in the midst of the camp. As they encamp, so shall they set forward every man in his place by their standards. On the west side now, right, you got your southern, you got your south rectangular drawn. Now we're going to do the one on the west side. And on the west side shall be the standard of the camp of Eliphaz, according to their armies. And the captain of their sons of Ephraim shall be Elishama, the son of Ammihud. And his hosts and those that were numbered of them were 40,500. By him shall be the tribe of Manasseh. And the captain of the children of Manasseh shall be Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur. And his hosts and those that were numbered of them were 32,200. Then the tribe of Benjamin, and the captain of the sons of Benjamin shall be Abinadan, the son of Gideoni, and his host and those that were numbered of them were 35,400, and that were numbered of the camp of Ephraim were 100,000, 8,000, and 100,000 throughout their armies, and they shall go forward in third rank. The standard of the camp of Dan shall be on the north side by their armies, and the captain of the children of Dan shall be Ahizer, the son of Ammishaddai. Now there is something interesting there too. The standard of the camp of Dan shall be on the north side, and the Antichrist and those invading Israel one day will come from the north. And if you've read this book over and over and over, you will find out that the Antichrist's roots are in the camp of Dan. And his host and those that were numbered of them were 62,700. And those that encamped by him shall be the tribe of Asher. The captain of the children of Asher shall be Pagiel, the son of Ochran. And his host and those that were numbered of them were 41,500. Then the tribe of Naphtali, and the captain of the children of Naphtali shall be Ahazra, the son of Enan. And his host and those that were numbered of them were 53,400. All they that were numbered of the camp of Dan were 100,050 and 7,600. They shall go hindmost with their standards. Now that is your rectangle to the north. These are those which were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers. All those that were numbered of the camps throughout their host were 600,000, 3,000, and 550. Okay, you got four rectangles, one going north, one going east, one going west, one going south. But something's missing in the middle, and God's going to fill that in because the middle is where they're all going to join together. But the Levites were not numbered among the children of Israel as the Lord commanded Moses. And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. So they pitched by their standards. And so they set forward every one after their families according to the house of their fathers. Chapter 3, Book of Numbers with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible. Chapter 3. These also are the generations of Aaron and Moses in the day that the Lord spake with Moses in Mount Sinai. And these are the names of the sons of Aaron: Nabad, the firstborn, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the priests which were anointed, whom he consecrated to minister in the priest's office. Nabab and Abihu died because they didn't follow directions. It's one thing, God puts statutes for all the people. But he's got some serious statutes for the priests. You better follow them completely because instant death can come upon you. And Nabab and Abihu died before the Lord when they offered strange fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. Eleazar and Ithamar ministered in the priest's office in the sight of Aaron, their father. And they paid a little more attention to the rules after seeing their brothers roasted, pretty much roasted alive. Yeah. Yes. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, bring the tribe of Levi near, and present them before Aaron the priest, and they may minister unto him. They shall keep his charge and the charge of the whole congregation before the tabernacle of the congregation, to do the service of the tabernacle. They shall keep all the instruments of the tabernacle and the congregation, and to charge of the children of Israel to do the service of the tabernacle. Thou shalt give the Levites unto Aaron and to his sons. They are wholly given unto him out of the children of Israel. Thou shalt appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall wait on their priest's office, and the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. Do not go to the tabernacle if you are not one of God's. Now, it doesn't mean a stranger cannot come and be adopted in. We've discussed that many times. But until that adoption takes place, do not go there.
We'll be back with more spiritual insights on Between the Lines after a brief message from our sponsors. Stay tuned!